This is episode number 2424 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, April 12th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Stranger Things' Millie Bobby Brown and Jake Bon Jovi are engaged.
What?
Yes.
Wait, they're just kids. Holy crap.
The world is kind of shocked as well, since they're both 19 and 20 years old, young.
Yeah.
20 years young.
Yeah, yeah.
20 years old, young, whatever.
Yeah.
Shortly after she shared the news publicly, her Stranger Things co-stars were among the first to chime in.
Well, they should have been.
With their best wishes for the pair.
But, you know, if you were David Harbour, you should have said, you know what, Millie, maybe you ought to stay in the room for another couple of years before you make judgment calls like that with Bon Jovi, okay? Just think it through. Think it through.
As far as the announcement itself, Millie shared black and white pics of herself and John Bon Jovi's lookalike son.
Have you seen pictures of Jake? He seriously looks just like John when he was little. Young. That's what I mean. He is the spitting image of his dad. Oh, my God.
I'm such a Bon Jovi fan, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And John Bon Jovi, baby. He's just adorable. He's just adorable. So, anyway, this is shared on Instagram yesterday in her caption for the photos, one of which featured a glimpse at the diamond ring placed on her left finger, including lyrics from Taylor Swift's song Lover. Which are, I've loved you three summers now. Honey, I want them all.
Honey, I want them all. Well, that's a sweet little thing.
Well, it is. But I wonder if Taylor was writing that about her ex.
Yeah, right.
Most recent ex. Well, one thing is for sure.
Yeah.
They're going to make some really pretty babies.
Yeah, they are. That's for sure. I don't know if it'll make it all the way to marriage. This is one of those things. And you know what? Well, I look back.
What?
Well, they're so young. Think about that for a second. 19 and 20.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I mean, how many people get hitched at that or even engaged at that age anymore? Not like in our day. You know, those young whippersnappers getting engaged, sometimes they don't even get married now. How do you like that?
Well, one thing, the guy, Jake Bon Jovi, he's just a little hottie.
No, he looks just like his dad. No doubt about that. No,
I don't know
if
he's just
all
like his dad, but I mean, he's a looker.
If you look at him a certain way, he looks just like his dad did when he was younger.
You're right.
Which this is kind of ironic because here, you know, Millie has been playing a 1980s show on Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Bon Jovi was huge in the 80s. I mean, they were huge.
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 Yeah, they were.
So that's kind of ironic to me. But anyway, well, best wishes to the lovely couple.
Jacob Hurley Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi. Yeah, that's John's real name is Bon Jovi. Well, good luck to him. You might need it.
well, gosh. Mr. Cynical. Nick Cannon is sharing his wildest dream of having a kid.
Another one?
With Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Talk about a fantasy.
Wow.
Nick touched on the idea of being dad to baby number 13 this week. He admittedly has no immediate plans to add to his large brood, but he said he would change his mind if the newly single Taylor,
oh my God,
who recently broke up with Joe Alwyn after 6 years of dating, let's say she wanted to start a family with him. Well, he'd man up.
No, oh, she's
said,
not going to want to have
said,
a family
I'm
with
all
Nick
in.
Cannon. Oh, I got it.
Now, Nick went on to note that he and Taylor have very similar dating experiences when it comes to having their love lives
I
made
hear
headlines.
Nick writing any songs about his past loves.
No, and I can't see he's actually comparing himself to Tay-Tay.
Yeah, right.
I think she would relate to me very well, Nick explained.
Yeah.
We probably will understand each other. Will probably? Oh, my goodness. Now, he jokingly, he said his spidey senses were tingling after hearing news of Taylor Swift's
Well, yeah, I think everybody's
break
spidey
Joe Alwyn.
Spidey. I think everybody's spidey senses were tingling after she had hit the market again. Ooh. I'm
sure my son. Anyway, Nick had added to the idea of having a baby with the pop star, and he said, "That would be amazing." Yeah, don't know what to say about that. I see you're at a loss for words.
No, I'm not at a loss for words. This is not as bad as when Kanye said he wanted to go to bed with her.
Nothing's that bad.
In a way, this is kind of the same thing. He's saying like, "Wow, I'd like to make a baby with you." How offensive is that? Is that offensive? I consider that to be offensive.
Yeah.
Especially coming from somebody like Nick Cannon. Has Taylor Swift been on Masked Singer yet? I want to know.
I sincerely doubt it.
No, she would be great at it. She would be great at it.
Well, of course she would.
She could do whatever, animal or fantasy creature she wants to do. And I don't think anybody would get it. I really don't. Although I wonder if they've actually sang her songs on... you think they would probably sing it? It's hard to say. You know, like the songs that they sing on American Idol, I'm going to change the subject, but not really, all have to be cleared before they air. So when somebody comes in for an audition, they say, "What you going to sing?" That song already had to be cleared before they can air it.
True.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was going to say, if we're depending on Taylor Swift songs for a Masked Singer, well, they have to be cleared.
Yeah.
There's a whole library of them.
A whole mess of them.
And Nick Cannon, keep dreaming.
Keep dreaming, Nick Cannon.
With my apologies to all of Nick Cannon's baby mamas and Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.